Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We are continuing the halachas of refuah on Shabbos. We started discussing in last shir about the chol shein v'sakana. So the halacha is if someone who is sick and he's not in sakana, a Yisrael is not allowed to do an issa d'araisa to help him. What about doing an issa d'rabbanan? So it's a big machlokes rishonim, and we paskin that if he's a chol shein v'sakana, a Jew is not allowed to do an issa d'rabbanan to help him, but he's allowed to do an issa d'rabbanan with a shinui. In an abnormal way, he could do it. Is there an abnormal way in order to help out the chayos shem sakana? But if it's a sakana, it's aver. If one of his limbs are in danger, even though his whole guf, his whole body, his whole life is not in danger, just one of his avarim is in danger, then you're allowed to do a iser derabanan. Even the Yisrael is allowed to do iser derabanan. So therefore, for example, if someone has his medicine, it's next door. There's no air. Now to carry from house to house is not an iser deraisa. Why? Because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it's Isser Derabbanon to carry in a Karmelis. You're not really carry on Shabbos, it's Haitzah, to carry from one house to another house. And the next door neighbor has medicine. Is it mutter for you to carry the medicine, a Yisrael, to carry the medicine from house to house? You're definitely allowed to tell a Goy, a non-Jew, to do that. What about a Yisrael? It's Isser Derabbanon. So we paskin, you're not allowed to do that in a regular way. But you could do it in an abnormal way. For example, putting it into your shoes or putting the medicine into your hat and walking across the yard. Then that we mutter because it's mutter to do iser derabanan with a shinui. Now, even in a case where you have a goy, even if you have a non-Jew available, you don't have to use the non-Jew. But it's mashma shebrua, if it's very easily available, then it's better to do it with a non-Jew, but you're not mechuyev to look for a non-Jew. Now, what about using your left hand? So it's mevuyer, the left hand is not enough of a shinui, and that would not be enough to do it with a shinui. So another example would be, is you have a sick person who's in bed, he's not a chayos shein v'sakana, and in the hospital bed, it goes up and down. It's more comfortable for the person to be lifted up or down. Is it mutter to press the button to make him go up or down? So the halacha is, if there's no goy available, so then you could do it yourself for the chayla with a shinui. For example, do it with your mouth, or to do it with your elbow, but you shouldn't do it with your left hand. Your left hand, you cannot press the buttons on the bed with your left hand, it's not enough of a shinui. But you can do it with your elbow or with your mouth. That would be mutter to raise the bed up and down. But if a non-Jew is available, you should rather get a non-Jew. Even though we spoke out that when there's a shiloh of a chol shein v'sakana, to do an iser derabanan with a shinui is just as good. You don't have to look for a guy. But when it comes to electricity, we're there to shiloh of a deraisa. So there, you should look for a non-Jew, preferably. If you can't get a non-Jew, then you can do it yourself with a shinui. So the bottom line is, just to recap, is that when someone is a chayos shein v'sakana, he has three options. He has three things, three kulos, technically. One kula is that he could do a derabanan with a shinui. A is derabanan with a shinui when it comes to chayos shein v'sakana. Kula number two is, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do the malacha for you. And number three, he could take medication. Those are three kulos that we have by chayos shein v'sakana.